Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we are going to take a look at the numerology of Pluto dipping into Aquarius from March 23rd, 2023, through June 2023. Now, I know that, you know, there's plenty of resources out there that address this and what to expect, but I wanted to, again, sort of look at the energy with the numerology, because I find it kind of interesting what's being highlighted. So I want to share that with you, and then I will also break it down for each life path number so that you can kind of understand what you might expect on a more sort of concentrated personal level with these energies. So Pluto's stay in Aquarius for the next couple of months anyway will give us a taste of what we may further expect, or what might be highlighted when Pluto ingresses into Aquarius for its more lengthy stay of 20 plus years, which will begin March 2024. So this sort of grand entrance on March 23rd, 2023, highlights the energies of the 15-6 collectively. So we'll all feel this influence to some degree, even if it's more subtle. Because again, this is a lengthy stay. You know, Pluto moves very, very slowly. And so the effects are not typically felt right out of the gate, although sometimes it can be. But a lot of times it's more progressive, right? So, but we will all feel this change and transformation. Because Pluto signifies death, transformation, rebirth, right? So whatever it touches, it's going to transform in some significant way. And so in the case of numerology, it's touching or highlighting the energies of the 15-6. So when we look at or break down the energies of the 15-6, we have the energies of the 1, the 5, and the 6. So the 1 is going to bring into focus independence, autonomy, self, the power back to the individual, right? Transformation, change in, again, shifting the power back to the individual. Taking responsibility for our own life and the direction of it, right? Taking an initiative, being more assertive and more direct within our communication of what it is that we need and what we will or will not tolerate, right? What it is that we will sort of compromise on or not compromise on, and, you know, what we won't sacrifice for when it comes to what we need in order to thrive. The one energy is going to influence or sort of bring into focus stepping outside of our comfort zone, taking appropriate risks to create a better way of doing things, not just for self necessarily, but for the good of all. So taking, being assertive, taking those risks, taking the initiative, again, to come up with resources, solutions for the greater community. The one energy can emphasize confidence. Confidence in finding our voice and using it. Less control from the external, or accepting, not accepting control from the external, and bringing the focus back to control within our own lives and our destination. We can see shifts around the one energy in how we own our own space and how we show up in the world, honoring our own unique identity and our own unique contributions. We'll be asked with this energy to take responsibility for those actions and take accountability for how our actions affect the all. Now, the six energy emphasizes emotions and how we work with those charged energies, taking responsibility for working with them and managing how we express them, using that energy for good rather than destruction and separation. Now, again, you know, there's emotions are such a hot topic, because people immediately, when you say control your emotions or manage your emotions, people immediately want to jump to suppression or avoidance. And that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is working with your emotions in a very healthy way so that you're not expressing them in a destructive way, right? You can work with, honor, acknowledge your emotions without sort of directing them or expressing them in a way that causes harm to self or others. So there may be a more of an emphasis on emotions, where for so long, emotions for women, men, have been really sort of taboo and suppressed, right? For women, if you're emotional, you're hysterical, right? You're out of control for and you're not taken seriously. For men in society, if they express emotions, they are weak, right? And of course, I'm talking more about like, I'm not talking about like anger and that sort of thing. For whatever reason, we've become a society that respects expressing anger and violence and all those things. And so I think there's probably going to be a shift where we start respecting having greater control and management of those emotions rather than letting the emotions control us, right? It's so much healthier for self and others when we can manage and work with that very charged energy in a healthy way. And the six energy being highlighted puts emphasis on that. I expect there to be, with this six energy, more emphasis on the energy of the divine feminine. Now, I'm going to be talking a little bit about divine feminine energy, divine masculine energy, or feminine energy, masculine energy. This has nothing to do with gender. This is the energy, right? How we express that energy. So keep that in mind as we move through this. I know that if you listen to my channel, you already are aware of that, but I'm just putting that out there. So with the six, I do expect to see a greater emphasis on the energy of the feminine. So more receptivity, more compassion, more empathy, less focus on striving, and more focus on work-life balance. Because it you know, right now, there's definitely an imbalance there. It's more about, you know, how much you can do and how often and what your success rate is and all of those things. There's much more emphasis on the end goal and striving to get there. And I think there will be a shift there where, in one way or another, the focus sort of balances out and we start looking at, again, that work-life balance, the sort of honoring the holistic need for rest and rejuvenation, more balance and harmony rather than separation and man-made boundaries, right? So we may see less borders and more unity, like sort of figuratively speaking, but also literally, we might see sort of borders between countries open up and get less sort of strict or rigid, where it's much easier to cross borders and, you know, experience different cultures and experience living in another country without major restrictions type thing. And so much less about, like this is like ownership, like this is mine, so you can't have it type thing, right? And it's like, more openness when it comes to, yeah, just resources and, again, sharing wisdom and knowledge and all of these things that to some degree do have a level of restriction, right? There's definitely very strong man-made boundaries, whether you agree with it or not, that separate countries, right? Individuals, peoples, community, etc. And I think that with the emphasis on the six, there's going to be much more about the greater community. So a greater coming together. So lessening of those borders. Again, whether you like it or not, this is the energy that's being highlighted. And so again, it will hopefully, or at least the goal of the energy would be of the six, right? is to bring people together, to work together more and be less divided. And so that brings into focus man-made boundaries and alleviating them or lessening them in some way to, again, find balance. I believe under the sixth energy, we'll see a deeper understanding of the needs of others. And again, the greater community, taking into account other perspectives, other ideas. This is a big one. And this is something that we're not very good at. We try to be, but it's definitely something that needs to come into balance, right? And I think the energy of this, you know, Pluto highlighting this sixth energy is going to bring that into the focus. Now, the five brings the change, brings the transformation, brings the unconventional ideas. And so one of those things would be like, if you felt sort of some kind of emotional charge about me talking about man-made boundaries and, you know, countries opening their borders more and being a little bit more open with that. This is an unconventional idea, right? I mean, other people have had it, obviously, but it's like one of those things where it's outside the box. It's outside the norm. It's outside of the way that we've always done things. And so the five energy is going to ask us to think differently, to do differently, come up with those unconventional ideas and then do something with them to assist in merging the energies of the one, which is more masculine energy of action, self-giving, with the more feminine energies of the six, receptivity, stillness, compassion. Pluto in Aquarius has the potential over the next 20 plus years to lessen the gap between the divine feminine energies and the divine masculine energies, to create greater balance and harmony in how we honor self and how we honor others in a more elevated way. So we hear a lot of people talking about the rise of the divine feminine, and really what the potential is that the focus or the emphasis on the masculine energy will start to lessen as the feminine energies begin to rise, and they will meet somewhere in the middle, right? Balancing those energies, because if we have too much of either, it's imbalance, it's disharmony. And so the goal, and Pluto is always, the goal of Pluto is to come in, dismantle, and then force rebuilding of something for it to become more spiritually elevated, to step into a higher octave, right? So where there is imbalance, Pluto will come in and sort of rip it apart, break it back down to its core, and force us to rebuild in some way. But the goal, though it can be challenging when we're in it, is to get us to collectively a higher octave, right? A higher consciousness, an elevated state of being. So it completely makes sense, given the imbalance between the feminine and the masculine energies, that Pluto would come in and put a focus on this in the age of Aquarius, which again is unconventional thinking, doing things differently, taking into consideration self and all. So big, big energies that we're working with here for the next 20 plus years. And I will say that change does not happen without resistance. So we can expect, with always with five energy, we can expect the unexpected. When it comes to those not ready or willing to meet in the middle, some people do thrive off of separation and won't give in easily. But Pluto is a relentless energy, and so is the energy of the five. So though it will probably, you know, likely be slow and progressive and not without chaos and conflict, when, you know, this transit is over, we'll likely see greater balancing of these energies collectively than we have ever seen, you know, in thousands and thousands of years throughout history. I certainly hope so anyway. Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at how these energies may affect each life path number. Life path number three. So you all are going to be working with the energies of the nine under this this transit, this very long transit. And so for you all, there will be sort of an emphasis or transformation on how you sort of give back to your greater community, your involvement with helping to empower others, helping to build a greater community, bringing people together, which is beautiful because for threes, this is such a great opportunity for you all to use your networking skills, your ability to bring people together, your very creative energies, your ability to communicate the written and spoken word, to hopefully, again, bring people together, to serve a greater purpose that's bigger than you. And that's really what it comes down to with nine energy. You will be asked over this next 20 years to contribute in some way that is very beneficial to someone more than self, right? That's just to something bigger than self, basically, right? And so nine is that of the humanitarian. So there will definitely be an emphasis on how it is that you're putting your message out into the world. And what is that? What's the intention behind that message? What are you looking to create? And what's the impact or potential impact of that? There could potentially be some very strong completions at this time, you know, during this next 20 years. So you might see, you know, people, relationships fall away. It's also very possible that you will see people transcend, right? And so pass away, not to get too dark, but that's always possible, especially under nine cycles. And of course, it's a 20-year period, so that's not, you know, uncommon, right? But just, you know, be aware of that. It is the end of a cycle. And so there's something that you will be working towards completion during this period of time. And because it's so long, such a long period of time, this could be something very big. So this could be something that, you know, once it comes to completion, doesn't mean that that's a bad thing. It just means that then you can get you can gain the recognition for it. You can gain the prestige and the resources from it, right? So that's always possible as well. But your focus is really going to be shifting, if it's not already there, towards the greater good and how you can use the beauty of the three life path to enhance, you know, your contribution and the good in the world, right? And how you sort of create greater resources and greater, yeah, just opportunities for empowerment or justice within the world to serve something bigger than self. So big energy. This would also be a time where if you were to come into, say, you know, a large sum of money, right? This would be a period where you would need to look at how can you benefit from that, but then how can others benefit from that as well? How can you recirculate? How can you share in that wealth, right? Because again, this we need to find the balance between self and others. And because you all are working with this very concentrated energy of the nine, it becomes a greater focus, right? The humanitarian energy and how you contribute towards that. So incredibly beautiful energy, but not necessarily the easiest energy to work with, especially, you know, if you're not familiar with it or if you don't have strong placements of the nine in your chart already, it can be a little bit challenging. It can also feel a little bit more isolating than some of the other transits because not everybody is going to understand your vision. And, you know, it becomes a period of selflessness as opposed to just more strongly focused on self. So I think you'll find that you sort of are shifted in a direction of, again, helping others. And what does that look like? And how are you empowering as opposed to disempowering and all of those things? So I think paying attention to, again, your words and your message and, you know, your intention behind your actions and your intention behind your words will come into play very strongly during the next 20 years. So pay attention to that. But the key here is this is going to be a period for forgiveness, compassion, releasing any grudges, being the bigger person. This is absolutely going to put you in a position to have to be the bigger person in situations to create harmony. Doesn't mean you have to bring that person back into your life. Just means that you have to find a way to release the more heavy energy that you might be carrying with you. And that will require you to release those grievances, release that judgment and any energy around non-forgiveness that you're holding on to that will absolutely come in the next 20 years for you. So just be aware of that. So I hope this was helpful. Thank you all so much for listening. Take care. Bye for now.